I mean flexible representations, which are mobile, almost liquid, and always ready to mold themselves on the fleeting forms of intuition. We will return later to this important point. For now, it will suffice to have shown that duration can be presented to us directly in intuition, that it can be suggested indirectly by images, but that it was not able, if we give the word concept its proper meaning, to enclose itself in a conceptual representation. Let us try, for a moment, to make a multiplicity of duration. We would then have to add that the terms of that multiplicity, instead of distinguishing themselves as in other kinds of multiplicity, encroach on each other so we can, without doubt, by an effort of imagination, solidify the duration once it has passed. Cut it into juxtaposed pieces, and count all of those pieces. But this operation is accomplished by way of the congealed memory of duration on the immobile trail that the flowing duration leaves behind it, not of duration itself. Let us therefore admit that if there is a multiplicity here, then this multiplicity does not resemble any other. Shall we therefore say that duration has unity? No doubt a continuity of elements that prolong themselves from one to the other partakes as much of unity as of multiplicity. But that moving, changing, colored, lively unity does not at all resemble the abstract, immobile, and empty unity that delineates the concept of pure unity. Do we therefore conclude from this that duration must be defined through unity and multiplicity at the same time? But strangely, I could easily manipulate the two concepts, proportion them, combine them in various ways, practice on them the most difficult operations of mental chemistry, but I would never achieve anything that...